Triple M Grill, Sleeper Harvey, Norman Home Appliances, 7:09. If you've just woken up, the sad news overnight was the executions did go ahead in Bali, and a lot of people have been calling in about that this morning on the Triple M Grill team.
Yeah, in particular, we received a message from Alex. Alex, on our Grill team Facebook yesterday, Alex is a good friend of Andrew Chan. He went to primary and high school with him, and he considers him a good mate. And before we cross to Alex, in this morning's paper, which we'll try and talk to him later, Phil Rothfield's got some amazing correspondence with Andrew Chan via letters and text messages that we'll talk about later. But Alex, welcome to the Grill team, mate. Sad day for you, buddy.
Yeah, it is a terrible day.
Mate, tell us how deep did your friendship go with Andrew?
I first met Andrew through primary school at South Strathfield Primary School, and you know, he seemed like a good bloke, and then went through high school with him, where he seemed to start losing his way.
I'm having a bit of a look, Alex, at you know, some of the correspondence he had with Phil Rothfield, and some of the letters and some of the text messages. As you said, he lost his way. He was a It says here that he admits that he was addicted to heroin at 14 years of age. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
So, Alex, when you woke up this morning, did you go to sleep last night? Were you waiting to hear if the executions were going to go ahead? Talk us through, you know, your night last night with someone you knew so well.
You know, you just had that gut feeling, and you just hope for the best that, you know, when you wake up this morning that turn the telly on, that the news would be of mercy, but unfortunately it's gone the other way, and it's pretty gutted about it.
Alex, oftentimes we've seen vision of Mayu and Alex, at Mayu and Andrew, sorry, together. And Mayu always seems like a more earnest, sort of serious looking guy. Every time there's a sort of picture of Andrew, he was always smiling and appeared as though he's sort of joking around a little bit. Is that him? Is he sort of jovial sort of guy?
Yeah, he was always he always had a smile, and he was always up for a laugh and playing pranks on people.
Yeah, sad day, as we said, mate. And we really thank you for.
I just asked Alex, did you have any idea what he was getting himself into, the crowd that he was getting involved with, which led to this bloody tragedy of him, and Mayu strapping heroin to their bodies and going over there?
At the time, I didn't know how serious he was into all of it. All I can remember was just sort of the time during high school in the early years that, you know, he sort of kept to himself and sort of followed his own race.
Mm.
And at that time, there was a lot of sort of gang activity and things like that, and that was sort of when he sort of tended to stick with that type of crowd, which was unfortunate, and obviously that's led him down the path of where he's come to.
Mm. What did you think when you first heard the news all those years ago that he'd been caught trafficking?
It didn't surprise me, but at the same time, it was a surprise, because I was completely oblivious to how in-depth he was with this sort of crowd.
Alex, do you know the family, mate?
I knew his brother a little bit. Like I said, his brother was a few years ahead of me in high school, so I didn't really get to know his brother that well, but I knew Andrew fairly well.
And can we ask, mate, before we let you go, when was the last time you had contact with Andrew?
Probably two days ago, I think it was. A friend of mine is in Hong Kong, and I saw a social media post of the two of them together, because he went and visited Andrew. And I said, is there any chance you can get in contact with him just to pass a message on for me? Which I was fortunate enough to do, yeah.
And what was that message, Alex?
Just that I was thinking about him, and, you know, my thoughts and prayers are hoping for mercy.
I'm just thinking this morning, you know, Alex, when I was driving into work, and you go, okay, your last night, what had happened. In a lot of ways, mate, when you have a look at what those two boys have been through in the last 6 months, just sitting there waiting, it's almost like, you know, for them, I wonder just what went through their minds.
Mm.
It's almost like, I mean, they were being tortured.
Mm, they were.
Was it almost, you makes you wonder whether it was almost relief, like, that, okay, it's over.
Alex, thanks so much for your time, mate. We appreciate it. It's a difficult one for you this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Grillis.
Good on you, mate. Bye.